welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Day 40. The number 40 is important. Today's the 40th day of writing my stories. I've posted each one on Facebook, sent it to my blog list, and have posted an audio version in the blog section here on Good News Publications. I'm working on posting them on YouTube, on my YouTube channel as well. I've got 16 up so far, and you can check the written part down below this recording to see the address for the YouTube channel. I'm also working to put them on Instagram, Spotify, and a few other places that I will get to soon. Why am I doing all this? I want to show that I can tell a story and to get people to know me and identify with me by being open about my life. In the title of today's post, I wrote, "The number 40 is important." Do you know why? It is the number that represents trial and tribulation. After 40, there is usually a breakthrough. Here are some of the biblical references. Rain fell for 40 days and 40 nights during the flood, Genesis 7:4. Spies were sent by Moses to explore the land of Canaan, the promised land for the children of Israel, for 40 days, Numbers 13:2 and 25. After their disobedience and unbelief, the Hebrew people lived in the lands outside of the promised land for 40 years, wandering in the wilderness, a year for every day spent exploring the land. This period of years represents a time it takes for a new generation to rise up. Numbers 32, verse 13. Moses' life was divided into three 40-year segments, the first in Egypt with Pharaoh from zero birth till 40, next in the wilderness as a shepherd with his wife and father-in-law, Jethro, from 40 to 80, and finally in the desert on the way to the promised land with the children of Israel from 80 to 120, recorded in Acts 7, verse 23, 30, and 36. Moses spent three consecutive periods of 40 days and 40 nights on Mount Sinai talking to God. The prophet Elijah had walked 40 days and 40 nights before arriving at Mount Horeb in 1 Kings 19:8. Goliath challenged the Israelites twice a day for 40 days before David defeated him in 1 Samuel 17:16. Before his temptation, Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the Judean desert, Matthew 4:2, Mark 1:13, and Luke 4:2. As you can see, the number 40 in the Bible has some big events connected with it. I will continue to write for another 325 days to complete my 1 year, but this is my first milestone. At goodnewspublications.com, I have written 72 stories of a grandfather sharing with his grandson the stories of the Bible and the stories of their people. It takes place in the first century AD in a small village between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. Joshua is the grandson, thus the name Stories for Joshua. Joshua not only learns about God and his people's history, but he also learns life lessons and valuable experiences as he lives his life with his family and friends. There is a sample of the stories on the opening page of goodnewspublications.com, so check it out and see if you like it. These are great bedtime stories that parents can share with their children or even grandparents with their grandkids. You can easily cover the entire Bible in a year or less, setting your children or grandchildren up for a life of success with God as their guide in life. So I hope you take the time to check it out and see what it's all about.